Blackstone Audio presents 10 Books Every Conservative Must Read, Plus 4 Not to Miss, and One Imposter, by Benjamin Weicker, Ph.D. For Brian and Troy, who dug us out of the snow, and for Carter, who kept us in hay, such is the stuff of real community. Introduction. Why these books and not... The idea for this book came from the readers of another of my books, 10 Books That Screwed Up the World and 5 Others That Didn't Help. Needless to say, that book was about bad books, books that the world would have been far better off without. Given the number of really horrible books, it was difficult to winnow it down to 15. Readers agreed, after they'd gotten through my analysis, that these were indeed horrible books, and their ill effects had, if anything, grown through time. In fact, one of the most important of the criteria in choosing them, from Machiavelli's The Prince and Thomas Hobbes's Leviathan to Marx's Communist Manifesto, Alfred Kinsey's Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, and Betty Friedan's Feminine Mystique, is that their baneful influence continues to form so many aspects of our culture. Bad ideas and their malignant influence make for depressing news, even though it is imperative that we understand them. So, one of the most frequently asked questions from interviewers and readers was, "Why don't you write a book about good books?" This came as much as an inquiry as a plea. And so, here it is. 10 Books Every Conservative Must Read, Plus 4 Not to Miss, and 1 Imposter. Here are the good books, the books which, if taken with the utmost seriousness, could transform a rotting culture into a blossoming one. I have no doubt that the most frequently asked question I'll have to answer.